Is this one?
Yep.
Hey, that's just dads who try, dog. That's just dads who try. Teen them sleep, baby. Dads who try.
All right, Tommy, we are back with another episode. We just had our Jordan episode, episode 23.
Yep.
This is episode 24.
Which means it's our Kobe episode. Which is one of the greatest players of all time.
It is. And I think we should maybe never say the same thing at the same time again.
Time again.
Stop.
Dude, I like it because it makes me feel like I'm on a flow with you. We're on the same wave, man.
You know, life is all about waves, actually.
Yeah. Some may come crashing on you.
Mm.
And there'll be a season where, man, it's just so smooth that you're just riding the wave.
You know, I think you bring up a really good point, Tommy. You know, just as dads, you can either be crushed by the wave or you can ride it.
Yeah. I'm a wave rider, man.
Have you ever gone surfing before?
I have.
Are you good at it?
No.
Did you get up?
I got up once, and it was like for a few seconds. I never gave it a shot, though. I just went one time and was like, yeah, man, I'm a surfer now.
Okay. Excuse me. I've also gone surfing one time with a gentleman named Cody Payne, who is a great guy. And he has a house right on the Strand in Manhattan Beach. Yep, El Porto. And so he's like, hey, let's go surfing. And I'm like, okay, what do I need to wear? And he's like, well, do you have a wetsuit? And I was like, I've never been surfing. I don't just have a wetsuit at my house going like, I can't wait for someone to invite me to go surfing so I can wear my wetsuit. And so I showed up with a, you know, just like shorts and a t-shirt.
Tank top.
Mesh. Fishnet. I said. And he takes me down.
You pulled up with Lululemon shorts and a tank top.
Torn off sleeves. Yo, remember that trend where people were tearing off their sleeves and then cutting the side of their shirt all the way down?
Yes, bro. We did that all throughout high school playing hoops and stuff.
Our next episode, we'll wear it.
For sure, actually. He's so good.
Okay, so I show up to his place, and he's like, hey, we got to carry the boards down. Like, in my mind, I was like, I didn't think about, man, we got to carry these giant longboards down the beach to El Porto. And so I'm already gassed, bro. These things weigh, you know, probably 400 pounds at least.
So you're gay.
Dude, we get in the water. Two things that happened to me that I didn't expect.
Yeah.
Okay. I got up. I expected that. Okay. I got up one time, which was great. But something happened in the water. Him and I were floating, waiting for the next swell. Big swell guy.
Something was swimming in the water.
Something was swimming in the water.
No.
We're legit probably 4 feet away from each other. Very close. And I see a large thing in the water, bro. And I'm freaking out. Oh, my God. Boom. Out of the water, bro. Jump. Poof. This seal jumps between the two of us, bro.
Yeah.
Like it was having fun.
Yeah.
I legit thought, this is it.
Shark.
Great white. There's never been a recorded shark attack death in Southern California. And in my head, I go, I'm the first. This is it. So we freaked out. He was dying.
Yeah.
I guess this is normal. You know, whatever. There's nothing normal about seals jumping at you. But then the second thing that happened I didn't expect is I got nipple chafing.
Yeah.
Did you too?
No, but I hear that it happens.
I didn't think about it, but there's all the wax on the board, and every time I got on it, my nipples.
Yeah.
That's why you wear wetsuits.
Yes.
Anyways, welcome to the podcast.
Do you have surfer in your bio now?
Swell chaser.
Swell chaser.
Yeah, wave chaser.
Yeah, I have wave rider.
Speaking of waves,
yeah,
we want to say thank you to everyone who's gotten on the review wave.
Yes,
the review on the podcast, it helps us out so much on Apple, on Spotify. But also, if you're tuning in, make sure and press that subscribe button.
Please do
share this with a friend or something like that. Look, we have a whopping 170 subscribers on YouTube.
Which is kind of
cool. It's cool. Yeah. Dude, seriously. I never thought, first of all, that we'd have a YouTube.
Yeah.
And now look at us. We have 170 subscribers.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, thank you. And so if you're listening to this, send it to your friends, okay? You know, we're hoping to break double-digit views.
Yeah, we are. We want to get up there.
We just broke 200,000 followers on TikTok, and we're trying to break double-digit views on YouTube.
Yeah, I never know these conversions. I never know how they translate, you know, from one social media platform to another. And so, but for all the people who have been following us, we appreciate you. We love you. And it's so fun to see the comments and the feedback from, you know, people in different perspectives. A lot of the stuff that we say sometimes is only from our perspective and what we've learned and what we, you know, trying to work for our families and, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. So a lot of times I notice that there are people who are like, yo, that's not working for us necessarily. And probably rightly so.
Yeah.
Because I don't think there's one way to make this all work. And so when people are giving such great feedback and stuff, I think it really does help.
Yeah, I think you just touched on something really important. I think we did it like a little TikTok or whatever about it. But some advice is other people's vices, you know. So not all advice applies to everybody. We don't live as standardized human beings. Each of us are individual. So that means not everything that works for me is going to work for you.
Yeah.
Not everything that works for me is going to work for my family. Right. You know, like, we're all individuals trying to navigate this thing. And so I think, you know, we try our best to talk about principles. And what I mean by principles is like life lessons that are applicable across the board. Versus like personal things that only work for us.
Right.
And what we're finding is even what we thought are like broad brush, you know, clearly everyone can relate to this.
Right.
That's just not the case.
No. And that's okay. You know, because, yeah. you know, it's like one of those things that it's like everyone experiences life way differently and their perspective, you know, is their own and we have our own. And so you bring it to the table and you kind of just try to learn from each other and, you know.
See yeah, and it's like, if you try to please everybody, you'll please nobody.
That's it.
You know? And so, if you feel like this podcast is offensive or, you know, you hate us.
Don't leave a bad review.
But leave us alone, okay? Man. Tommy.
Yeah.
How old is Oliver today?
He is 4 months.
4 months.
Yeah, he's 4 months. And, dude, yesterday we took him to the doctors. Him and Levi had the same doctor's appointment. We see the same doctor. So we said, hey, why don't we just double it up?
Let's go. Efficiency. You
know? Yeah, efficiency. So we get to the doctor's office, and Ollie is now in the 89th percentile for weight, and he's like 70% like height.
Yep.
Levi, on the other hand, is 99
beast.
99% height and weight. He is large and in charge. Like, bro.
No way.
This dude is almost 2 years old, and he still has cankles. He's a large kid. This guy has cankles, dude, bro.
He's started to pick up speed now when he runs, bro.
You've seen him jamming.
Yes, I've seen this kid run, but I don't know how a human moves so fast with such small steps. Yo, I never seen in every step his cheeks.
Oh, bro, he's been testing us for sure.
Yeah,
it's like he knows what to do, you know. And it's crazy how young like these kids are picking up things at their age. Like I'm like always thinking that no, he's probably not gonna learn that. And then when I see him like actually learning that, I'm like, dang. Human beings are smart.
Yes, hopefully.
No, they are. I'm convinced of it. It's just we get taught bad things, bad patterns.
Yeah, truly. It makes me, you know, as kids, I took psychology.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's a term called plasticity. Mm-hmm. When you're young, your brain, it has a higher level of plasticity. It's a more formable.
Yeah.
Right? And as we get older, that goes away. But I'm convinced that that's because of a choice. You know, some of it's obviously natural. The older you get, the more rigid you become, right?
Right.
Like, I'm like, I sit down, I'm like, urgh. You know, I stand up, I'm like, urgh. You know, it's like, I'm making sounds now, bro. I'm 32 making sounds.
Like when you stand up.
Yeah, I'm like,
urgh. Oh, yeah.
You know?
After a long day at Disney?
This is a really funny concept. We just live mic'd up for one day. And record all the sounds we make, just moving.
Exactly. Dude, on freaking Monday, I went to Orange Theory in the morning and then played basketball with some of the guys that are here in our community. And we probably played basketball for, gosh, I got there at like 5:45, 6 o'clock. We didn't leave until about 8:30. And that was a full day, like, of, you know, working out in the morning. And
yep.
Tuesday morning, I promise to God, I've never felt more crushed in my life.
Really?
Like, my body's just in shock. And yep. I don't know if that's just because of the inconsistency sometimes of, you know, not going so hard in the gym or whatnot. But, dude, the older I get, the more I'm just like, I don't know how much longer my body can, like.
Yeah,
You know, and who knows. But, like I said, I think maybe I'm just being a punk. But Tuesday morning, I'm like, dude, it's.
It's valid. It is valid. Look, I went to bed at 11 o'clock last night.
Yeah.
Okay. Went to bed at 11 o'clock last night. River comes into our room. He pees the bed.
Stop. Lays down and just starts peeing.
No, he was standing up and he just sprayed it all over.
Yeah, no.
No, he fell asleep in our bed and peed our bed.
Yeah.
And I'm not having it. So I get up. I go out to the couch. And guess who follows me out to the couch?
Riv.
I'm like, bro, go sleep in your stuff, bro. No, I'm kidding. We try to clean it up. But this is gross. I just can't handle it. So I go out to the couch. He follows me out to the couch. We got a decent-sized couch, but, bro, I'm trying to get some good sleep.
Yeah.
So I'm up for another hour in the middle of the night at, like, 2 o'clock. Went to bed at 11. Woke up at 2 o'clock to, you know, or 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. That window, I'm awake, dealing with Riv. Wake up at 4:30.
Yeah.
So I've probably got, hours of sleep.
Yep.
And, bro, I woke up this morning and I was like, I think that life is attacking me.
Dude, there's.
I'm like, I can't handle this. When I was younger, 3 hours of sleep, my adrenaline kicks in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, let's go. And then I crash at night. Now, dude, I could not imagine if I got 3 hours of sleep. It sounds like the worst level of torture in my. I used to be afraid of the woods in deep water. Now I'm afraid of 3 hours of sleep.
Bro, I was in bed last night at 8:48.
Yeah. 8:48 p.m. Gosh,
I'm in bed.
So good.
And dude, I'm talking about, like, you know, like covers pulled up.
Yep.
Type vibe.
You're trying to knock.
Yeah, I'm like trying to knock.
Yeah, because there's a difference between being in bed and going to sleep.
Exactly. I kind of just knew, though. I'm like, this night's going to be too good to be true. I go to bed early, and you think you're going to get 8 hours. Then the kiddos are up, you know?
Yep.
So, of course, I should have been texting you last night around 1:30, too, because LJ was completely up, like, talking.
Oh, yeah.
Into the camera. He knows where the camera's at. So he's like, it's like, da-da. You know, and I'm like, dude, sometimes I kind of want to, like, get up and, like, hey.
Hey, what's good, though?
What you want to do? You want to go out and watch some Netflix or something or what?
Yeah.
I could never because I would get owned.
Yep.
That project would get shut down pretty fast.
Yes.
But, dude, it's real. It's, like, when you're saying about when we're younger, and being able to get more rest or going off with less sleep and going more. I feel that.
Yep.
But we're in high school.
Oh.
You know, part of, like, basketball and, you know, but you're up late at night playing video games. Bro, we're cracking, like, maybe a monster or two and eating, like, tons of candy.
Pizza rolls, bagel bites.
Oh, God. And we're up until 3, 4 a.m. And then, you know, you got to get up for practice because we sometimes had morning practice at, like, 6 a.m., and you'd go all day.
And you're crushing.
And you're crushing still.
Yep. You're not falling asleep.
I'm not falling asleep.
Yeah. And you run it, dude. And then you run it back.
And then, hey, boys, 6, 7 o'clock tonight. Get on the headset.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's get on the. Hey, but I'll say this: when we were in high school, we didn't have headsets.
No,
We weren't doing it like that. We were going to someone's house, and
split screens.
Split screen, baby. Yo, you screen peeking? You trying to watch where I'm going on this game, bro?
I used to do that to my brother all the time. He'd get so mad at me.
Dude, is there anything more exciting than going to a birthday party and they have a LAN, a local area network set up? They got one Xbox over here, one Xbox over here, you know, and we're having a Halo tournament.
Oh.
And it's just, what a time. That's never going to happen again for us.
Unfortunately not.
You know, let's get all the guys back together. Like, grew up across the country. We don't have the same guys.
I didn't even know you.
But this is what I do know, is I'll destroy you at Halo. You'd probably beat me at Call of Duty. I'll give that to you. Probably beat me at 2K. I mean, I'm pretty good at 2K.
Yeah, dude, I'm jamming on 2K, though.
Yeah, you'll probably beat me at 2K. I'll take you to task at Super Smash Bros.
I beat you at the last birthday party.
Okay.
You guys, Nate, there's a few things that Nate can't stand. And I've learned this about him. Like, I'll know to say certain comments that would just get him going. Even though I know it's not true, I'll just say it. And one of the biggest things that he'll just get so annoyed at is, like, when it comes to certain video games. And Nate is, I will say this, I played Super Smash Bros. With him the very first time at his house. Couple years ago for some,
yeah,
for whatever, I don't know what we're doing,
yeah,
but we're with the boys. I've come to realize that Nate is good at certain things, and one of the things he's very good at is playing Super Smash Brothers. And did I beat you that day? No, I did not. I don't care. I'll say it right now. But recently I did. So I rest my
case.
You did,
and we're only as good as our last match.
Yep.
Okay.
That's the only thing I remember. Is beating you.
Listen, dads, you're only as good as your last match as well, okay? And so what we mean by that is you're only as good as your last diaper changed, okay?
Ugh.
You're only as good as your last grocery store visit with your children. I'm kidding. You're great no matter what. But isn't it funny? This is how my wife works, right? In I think I'm only as good as my last, you know, dishes or whatever. So I'll do the dishes one time and I'll be like,
yeah.
Hey, babe, duh. I do dishes now. I'm the dish doer dad. Now give me the props. And she's like, yeah, but I did the dishes the last 10 rounds.
Yeah, that's 10 years.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, I got to start somewhere. You think this makes me want to do the dishes more?
No, you saying that doesn't make me want to do the dishes more. I just want you to acknowledge that I did the dishes.
Yeah, without you asking me.
Without you asking me. And let's celebrate that.
Like, dude, okay, I heard someone say, like, I'm not going to give my kid allowance for doing chores. They should just value the excellence of our home.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to pay them for something that I expect them for them already. But I feel like for our wives, doing the like we do the dishes without we take out the trash without them asking, and we're like, come on, praise us, and they're like, yo, that's bare minimum. Like, that's just what I expect.
Like,
from you.
That's a responsibility that's on your life since we got married.
Yeah, I'm not gonna reward you for something that I expect from you anyways.
Yeah. Dude, I'm such a words of affirmation person. It's unbelievable.
You know, and you're so good at giving words of affirmation.
Stop. Dude, I'm level 10 right now, Nate. Keep beating me, bro. I'm ready to go.
Dude. No
but
something I do love about you is you are always ready to go.
No, you're just, stop trying to freaking feed the meter, man. It's not working.
Oh, man.
I will say this. Just thinking about like cleaning and doing the dishes and talking about all this stuff, I used to not be organized like I am right now. I feel like I'm over the years I've become more like it almost feels like I have ADD to be honest with you. If things are
I want that so bad.
Like if things are not like organized in a certain way or like I see something, like I'm on God, bro, Bible. Like, Leo would be like, hey, we got to leave in 5 minutes, all right? to go somewhere. And I'll kind of like, all right, cool, you know, and I'll start kind of like making sure that everything's good. And then I start going to the kitchen, like kind of like put a few things like together and just making sure. And then I find myself in this like mode where I'm wanting to organize right before we go. And it's like, dude, you're about to jam. You're way good. You don't have to do what you just did. You don't got to clean up. And she gets so mad at me for doing so. Well, I'm like, I can't leave it like this.
Yeah, I can't leave it like this.
I can't leave my sneakers like this. It's unorganized. The pillow's not on the couch, and I'm trying to turn off the TV. And she's like, yo, the dishes aren't, like, leave the dishes alone.
Yeah.
I don't know where that came from, but over the years, I've been more like that.
I think it's a control thing, honestly. You know, you can control the organization of your house, and I feel like my house is out of control, Tommy. We got this freaking dog a year ago.
Yeah.
Her name's
decision of your life.
Her name's Penny, short for Pennifer Lopez. And since we got this dog, bro, gosh, I cannot get my house in order. I mean, it's in order, but it's messy. And we clean every day, bro. We go to bed, the house is good.
Yeah.
By 7 o'clock in the morning. 7 o'clock.
Something happens.
River wakes up. River goes into Grayson's room. River wakes Grayson up. Penny's now awake. They're all running around the house.
Yeah.
They're all going, they're just level 10. And my house is dirty by 7:10 in the morning. And I just sit there and I contemplate my life.
Why do I even clean?
I just stare at a wall.
Fuming.
Do my kids appreciate me? Do they do this on purpose? Do they know that they're killing me on the inside? Anyways, like imagine. No. There is something, you know, about organization, cleanliness that is just, you know, it's like a blank canvas. This is going to be so cheesy, but it's like there's just, I feel like there's possibility on a blank canvas. If like a home that's cleaned up, you wake up and you feel like there's possibility.
Yeah.
Because there's not distraction. It's not cluttered. It's not, you're not waking up going like, oh, gosh, I got to.
Dude, when like any moment that the boys go down for like a nap. It's like a reset for me. They're down for an hour. I got like 20 good minutes where I can put on like maybe some soft tunes and start cleaning a little bit.
Soft tunes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know?
Some like lo-fi?
Yeah, some lo-fi beats. It's actually, I've been really enjoying some of that stuff. But I'll put on and I'll just kind of like, you know, I want to just tidy up because I think you're right. I think it does make it feel like it's way too cluttered and I can't think.
Yeah. You know what, Tommy? You're really good at thinking and
it's all I do.
You know, that's what I love about you is that's all you do.
Dude, it's the way you think, bro. It's just, you just,
you know, big words of affirmation guy. Hey, okay. Not being facetious, being serious. I think most dads, I think people, society, culture even underestimates how insightful or thoughtful men are. You know, there's kind of a stereotype that men are like, give me potatoes, give me meat, give me sex, and I would be fine, you know? But it's like, I think we're a little bit more complex than that. Like, there's maybe one more layer, potatoes, meat, sex, and video games. But I think, okay, like truthfully, men are so introspective in their thinking, and so many guys, I think, can't express themselves emotionally or thoughtfully because of a few things. Number one, they might feel like they're being judged. They might feel like that's not their role in society or in the relationship that they're in. Mm. Or I think that especially women don't understand how sensitive men's egos are.
Yeah.
And that's not healthy for men. At the same time, women, spouses, significant others, if maybe you're a son or a daughter listening to this and the way to treat your dad, like men need respect. You know, we need to feel like we're being validated and that we're adding value somewhere. If we don't have those things, then we start to get funky, right? We start to think not critically, cynically. We start to look for reasons why we're not being valued, which is never a healthy place to be. And at the end of the day, that's my responsibility, not my wife's or anybody else's. However, my wife can champion me. My wife can spur me on. My wife can encourage me by validating my this is sound weird, but not my opinions, but the way I want to do things.
Yeah.
By, you know, I'm not a words of affirmation guy. That's you. You're so good at words of affirmation, Tommy.
You're such a tool.
But I think, you know, behind all of our, what might seem like blunt decisions is like a whole system of thinking that guys would never explain or express to their spouses or loved ones for fear of not being validated, you know?
Yeah. And it's so, dude, it's crazy. You know, I think humans are very just complex in general, and what men are wired differently.
Yeah.
You know, like I've,
yeah,
I have somebody,
which is a controversial thing to say these days.
It really is.
But it's true.
Yes. And I think over time people have, we've, for some reason, we've like formed all of our opinions on what like a guy should be.
Yeah.
And some are like whatever. And then I'm like, I think about it as a whole. And I'm just like, I wondered how we actually formed this person.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
And I think one of the, like, only speaking from my perspective, I've gotten better at communicating, you know, in general, like in a relationship.
Totally.
But it's taking time.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, like.
It's what, practice.
Yeah. Even in your own home.
Yeah.
You know, like when I get upset or when I'm frustrated about something, normally, bro, your first tendency, I don't know if this is you, but for me, I'm like, I don't like shut down, but I'm like, just, I'd rather not talk about things.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm good. I don't want to talk about it right now.
I'm the opposite, bro.
You want to talk about
things
right away.
I'm too aggressive. Let's talk about it. Let's get to the bottom of this thing. Why don't you want to talk right now?
No, I'm like, dude, let me, it's always a funny thing when we get into something and Leah's like, tell me what's wrong. And I'm like, just too prideful to.
There's nothing wrong with me right now.
What are you talking about? There's nothing wrong with me. Nothing wrong with me. Like, dude.
So clearly there's something.
Dude, I think there is something wrong with you. There's a vein that's about to pop out of your forehead. No, I'm good.
It's always there. That vein is always there.
But it's like, you know, we'd. I think it's all. Like, we just have to get better within ourselves first,
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know, but I do think that environment that helps, like, where we're around really does help that too. And then I think so, like, the voice from a spouse can really champion and help you become better too, I think.
Totally.
Right?
You have such a great spouse voice.
What do you mean?
I was trying to affirm you.
Dude, are you still trying to give me words of affirmation?
Yes. 100%.
I've been receiving it.
Okay, if you guys are like, what the heck is words of affirmation? There's this thing from Dr. Gary Chapman, I believe. He wrote this book a long time ago called The Five Love Languages.
Yep.
And it's personal touch.
Yep.
Quality time.
Yep.
Words of affirmation.
Yep.
Acts of service.
Gifts.
And gifts. Okay? Tommy is words of affirmation.
Number one, for sure.
Number one.
Second is gifts.
And I love that your first one is words of affirmation. That's so cool.
Let me give you a gift.
My number one is gifts, and my number two is acts of service. And what's crazy is Steph and I have taken this test a few times over the course of our marriage, and it's changed over the years what our love languages are.
Because humans are evolving.
Sure, we can call it evolving, changing, growing, shrinking, whatever it is. But I'm definitely, you know, there was a book that I just saw at Target or something. It was like, what to do when your spouse isn't the person you married anymore.
Dang.
And I'm like, I hope my spouse isn't the person I married.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not the person that married that person. Dude, I was young and dumb.
Yeah.
Now I'm older and not as dumb.
I was large and in charge. And now I'm skinny and mini.
Yo, I was strong and skinny. Now I'm large and in charge. Okay. Shoot. You know, River punched me. This kid can throw hands, bro. My 5-year-old can throw hands. Okay? Yeah. It's a problem. But he's like punching me in the stomach and he goes, Dad, how come this doesn't hurt you? You have a lot of armor. Bro, he's talking about my fat. I'm dude. Like, a lot of armor. He's like, yeah, it's like your belly.
Dang.
No, I was like, I brought you into this world.
I can dig you out of this world.
I'm about to. We were in the pool. I yeeted him. I lifted him, just yeet. He had maybe 8 to 9 seconds of air time. And then he hit the water for maybe 20 feet in the air. You know, from that height, the water becomes concrete. like what? You seen this video going around the internet recently, Tommy, of this guy being attacked by this bear?
Oh, dude, yes. Were we talking about this yesterday?
No, but on the last podcast, we talk about animals a lot in our podcast.
Dude, it's unbelievable. It's only because I follow Joe Rogan on Instagram, yeah. And he always posts these crazy videos. And he posted a video recently of this bear attacking this little hiker on, like...
Why you gotta call him a little hiker?
Because he looked little.
All you saw was his hands.
No, and his knees.
I could tell the size of a man by his hands and his knees. Those kneecaps be tiny.
From the kneecap down, I could tell it was skinny.
Yo, this video is crazy. This black bear charges this guy.
Dude, charges him. And
yo.
From where the bear was coming down, it looked like they're on some kind of
like a hill, like a ledge.
Yep. And because the way that he was positioned and the way that the bear was charging him, he was able to pretty much dodge the bear.
Bro, this bear, full on
charged
like,
him,
dives at him. Like this bear goes, this is easy food. There's no way I'm gonna miss him. This bear dives, bro. Just jumps at him.
Yeah.
This hiker, yeet.
Kind of moves him out of the way. Like
throws him off this ledge.
And throws him off this ledge, you guys. And right, so he misses. The bear kind of like goes into like the second level of this little ledge.
Yeah, a little bit lower than him. Lower, yeah.
But still enough to kind of like jump up at him. And during this time that this bear is, you know, trying to launch at him, he's screaming at the top of his lungs like, and he's like trying to kick the bear. And so the second jump, so the bear acts like he's about to go away, and then he kind of charges back.
Yeah, he comes back.
Right? And he charges him a couple times, and obviously the hiker ends up getting away, and the bear runs away. But it's like, dude, it's nuts though.
Bro, this guy, it shows the bear try to attack him, and the guy's punching this bear in the face.
Yeah.
A couple things. If you watch the video again, he punches the rock about 5 times. For sure, hand broken, bro. Ugh. He's full swings, misses the bear's face, punches a mountain. But your adrenaline's got to be going so much.
You don't feel any of that. He will feel it later.
But this bro can legitimately say, I went toe-to-toe with the bear. Bear versus bear hands. And I walked away alive. And the bear didn't want anything to do with me anymore. Like, who else? Dude, that's some savagery.
Dude, like, that's what I always think. Like, these animals, they're, you know, you see them, like, on TV, and you're like, oh, man, I always wanted, like, a cub tiger.
Yeah. Like, Mike Tyson had a tiger.
Yeah, like, oh, man, it would be so fun having a little crazy wild animal in my backyard.
Dude, I always grew up thinking that. Yeah.
Right? But and then you see them and you're like, dude, it's not actually that cute.
Bro, you realize that if that bear connected with one swipe.
One.
Just one.
Gone.
This dude's literally dead.
Walked away unscathed.
Yeah, the bear's. Look, this guy kicked this bear in the face as hard as he could. Punched a bear as hard as he could. And that bear was probably nothing. Like. Just eating them.
Just trying to launch himself back.
That's it. Look, I've gone. Steph and I, before we moved to LA, we were pretty extensive hikers.
Yeah. Good old Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, Pacific Northwest. Grew up in Washington State. Some incredible hikes. And look, I've been to Yosemite probably 40 times since moving to LA, which for those of you who don't know the proximity, yeah, it's about 6.5-7 hour drive. But when I was a photographer, I shot for a lot of companies who wanted product shots in Yosemite.
Yeah.
So a lot of those trips were business trips, you know, but whenever we'd go, we'd make it a point to go hiking and stuff. And so did a lot of hiking in Canada, a lot of hiking in Washington, Oregon, you know, in here in California. We've probably seen about a dozen bears in the wild. And every time it's an adrenaline rush, but we've never been anything close to being
attacked
or stalked or anything like that. So when you see this, you're like, dude, this guy must have been in a rough position and probably somewhere that, you know, he shouldn't have been in the first place. But I'm like, you see a bear in the wild and you realize the scale of these things, bro.
Yeah.
It is. They are large and in charge.
Have you ever seen a grizzly?
I've never seen a grizzly.
Yeah.
We have some, you know, Steph's dad was a tour guide in Alaska, and he's had some close encounters with grizzlies. Just saying that too, a tour guide in Alaska, it's pretty cool.
I'm like, dude, you see a grizzly, you're done.
Yeah.
In the wild, of course.
Grizzly bears, yeah, you got to hope for the best, because if that thing wants you, there, you cannot, that thing, yeah, you're dead.
Yeah.
You're dead. Unless you're me. See, if a grizzly attacked me, it's really simple what I would do. First of all, I'd let it get close enough.
Yep.
To try to swipe me.
Yeah.
It would throw a left paw hook.
Yep.
I'd duck. I'd roll.
Yep.
Boom. Weave. Right hook.
And.
To the snout.
Nice.
Right? That's what the bear does.
Shakes it off.
Bear comes at me. He tries to counter with the left. Right? Slip. Uppercut.
Yep.
At this point, the bear's dazed. Okay? I could, at that point, in the bear's life, I don't. I hop on its back. I tame it like a wild stallion. This becomes my grizzly bear. We show up at a Grizzlies NBA game. Grizzlies become my favorite team. Because this bear I trained to be on the team, it dunks.
And now he becomes the mascot.
And that is how I get my first $1 million.
Wow, that is a pretty extensive grizzly bear story.
That's what I do. It's a try and chew plan.
Yeah.
I don't do it because I don't want to. You understand that? I could beat you up if I want to. I just don't want to.
Yeah,
that's code word for I don't got the hands.
Yeah, you know, I could totally beat you in that video game, but I just don't have the time to play as of late.
Yeah, I could tell you what the square root of 64 is, but I just don't want to. I just don't want to.
Tell me right now. You can't make me.
I'm too tired, but I definitely would do it. I think you just said more words than it would take you to answer me. Yeah, but they're not numbers. I didn't say numbers.
That's incredible.
You remember this one? Some playground ones. I'm rubber and you're glue.
Whatever you say.
Bounces off me and sticks to you.
That's it.
Bro, so I used to hack that thing. They'd be like, you know, are we getting a little...
Little Johnny.
A little playground spat with little Johnny. And Johnny's like, I'm rubber and you're glue. Whatever you say bounces off me and sticks to you. I'm like, dude, you're the coolest kid on the playground. Psych, bounced off you, stuck to me. Now I'm the coolest kid on the playground. And he's like, no, you can't do that. I'm glue. And I'm like, okay, you're glue, you little punk.
Yeah.
He's like, well, then now that's stuck to you. And he's like, no, you can't switch it like that.
Dude, such a cheat code.
the cheat code. Don't come at me with rubber and glue.
Yeah.
Sticks and stones might break my bones, but rubber and glue, I own you.
What type of
kid were you at recess? Were you getting in trouble? Were you playing games?
It just depends when you caught me. I remember growing up playing like soccer.
Yeah, soccer, football.
Yeah, whatever. But then there would be times where, you know, when we were younger, like we would play on the playground and I would try to like, all my friends would gather them up and we'll like trade snacks and then we'll like run around and play tag or, yeah. You know.
You chasing girls?
We're chasing girls and we're pushing people down. You know, just random. I remember playing tag and pushing people. Like, dude, like
Tommy, no, Tommy, oh God, Tommy.
Dude, I remember getting pushed down by some kids before, bro. Just remember my feelings got so hurt.
Yo.
Like, they pushed me down too hard. I'm like, dude, what the heck, man? I'm like in second grade. Like, why are you pushing me down on the, like,
yeah, like on the blacktop?
So, yeah, we, so the elementary school that I went to,
what, my mom still it called?
It's called Rogers Lane Elementary.
Ah, Rogers Lane.
Yeah. And it's changed a lot now, obviously, but when I was
Rogers
there.
Rogers Drive?
No, I'm talking about the way that the playground is set up. But they used to have, like, these little rocks. Not, like, those big
yes,
rocks.
Yes, bro. They're, like, round pebbles.
Yes.
Exactly. Hey, our kids will never know playgrounds that were filled with rocks.
Yes, full rounded pebbles, right?
Yes.
When you would come in after recess, like, you'd be so dusty.
Dusty, sweaty.
Yeah.
You got some of those in your shoes.
Exactly. You're taking off your shoes, and there's at least 8 pebbles in there.
Yeah,
you know, one that's in between your friggin' big toe. And you're like, how did it actually get into the socks?
Yep.
I don't know, but it did. But anyways, you know, when you get pushed down on that stuff, bro, it's like, dude, I'm not trying to, like, look all crusty.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I remember being so upset one time. This kid named Bradley James.
Hey.
Bradley James.
BJ?
Yeah, BJ.
Nice.
Yep. His bigger brother, his older brother, Brandon James, was an insane basketball player, by the way.
Really?
Yes.
That Brandon James sounds like that could be an NBA name.
Brandon James was a legit basketball player when I was growing up. But anyways, his younger brother, Bradley, we were all homies, like, when we were together. But when he was around other people, he would, like, kind of switch up on me a little bit.
Yeah, I hate that.
And I'm like, dude, you're not, like, you can't be that cool, bro.
I hate that. I'm trying to teach River not to do that.
Yeah, so one time, I'm like, we're all kind of hanging, and we're in this big group. And clearly, it's affected me because it's been, gosh, 25 years later, I can still remember this memory. I'm not scarred.
Childhood trauma.
Dude, he like shoves me, bro. We're like playing tag and he's like pushing me. And I remember like diving. And I'm pretty sure that's the day that I chipped my tooth, actually.
No.
Yeah, I fall into this pebble and chip my tooth. And bro, I'm like, bro, I remember being distraught.
Like, you're crying or you're like, I'm going to kill you?
No, I never had anger like that. I was definitely hurt inside. Like, one of my best friends. Just push
yo, man,
me down.
I thought we were homies. You were supposed to just tap me on the shoulder. You pushed me down in the pebbles, bro.
Dude, I'm so sad, bro. Like 7-year-olds crying. Dude, like, how do I still remember this after 25 years?
Dude, it's crazy what you... I remember so much from elementary school, which is, like, crazy because River's in kindergarten now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, these are going to be memories that he's going to have forever. I remember kindergarten. I remember I have such vivid memories of first grade. I remember the girls. I remember the guys. Dude, this is something crazy that, look, first of all, I never did stuff. I only instigated stuff.
Of course you did.
So I'm like, hey, man, you know what would be so cool? It'd be so cool if you did dot, dot, dot. You'd be the man.
Yeah.
And then he goes to the principal's office, and I'm like.
Sucker. You're living vicariously through his bad decisions.
Yeah, bro. What? I'm not putting myself out there.
Yeah.
But I remember I was taking, like, karate lessons or something like that. And one day, I put my gi in my backpack.
Of course you did.
And I didn't tell my mom. And at recess, I put it on, bro. And I was like, anybody want karate lessons? And I had like 8 or 9 kids lined up at recess.
You're charging them a dollar.
I'm telling them, I'm charging them a snack pack, boy. Give me them snack packs, baby. It's like prison, but it's like elementary school. Yo, I'll trade you some of those snack packs off the block, bro.
Oh.
Yeah, I was doing stuff like that. And when I was like in fourth or fifth grade, I got really into like the military and army stuff. Like,
yeah,
I wanted to be an Air Force pilot sniper. Like, what? Bro, there's two different branches, bro. You can't be that. And I was like, but like when one of my airplane gets shot down in enemy territory because I'm so deep in, when I land on the ground, I'll have my sniper rifle. You know, like I was like so weird, bro. And I remember I got a bunch of the students together and I was like, let's make traps. Like, what do you mean traps? I'm like, let's make traps and see if we can catch some kids. And so, bro, like we would like dig holes and put like stuff over it.
Oh my God. Yes, I do remember,
you know,
doing random stuff like that, by the way. Yes.
There's like these bushes that had like these long branches that bent, they didn't snap, so we'd pinned them down, put a little rock on it. And so if you kick the rock, it swings up.
Dude, by the way, those holes that we're digging were kind of
ankle breakers, bro.
Dude, like we're in elementary school trying to break other kids' ankles.
Bro.
Like not think about the...
Catch this. I'm in class.
Yeah.
Right? I get a over the intercom. Nathan Doomlau, please come to the principal's office. You know, whenever you hear that, the whole classroom, ooh, ooh, he's in trouble. And in my mind, I'm like, I didn't do anything. I'm good. I walk in there. Every kid, there's a circle of kids, maybe like nine kids, that I recruited to do make traps.
Oh, no.
Bro, I didn't make the traps. I instigated.
Yeah.
And they all ratted me, bro. Well, one of these kids in the grade below us, they're out at recess. They go over and they move this rock on accident in the thing.
Snaps him.
Slices his face, bro. He has to get stitches like across his face, bro.
Stop.
It worked. They all thought I was in trouble. My mind goes, yo, it worked. Dude, I had to go to the kid and apologize. But I was like, hey, all these guys tried to rap me. I said, did anyone of you guys see me make a trap? You guys see me do it? No. Y'all made the traps. Y'all are the busters that listened to me. I didn't move one rock or dig one hole. But I told you where to do it.
Dude, bro, there were so many times where we got into trouble doing dumb things. Like, I remember being in third grade in Miss Pratt's class. And
oh, yeah, Chris's cousin.
Yeah, Chris's cousin. And we, at one point, I got all my friends to flush the marbles down the toilet. And yes, bro. And of course, you know, no one kind of, I don't know what that noise is. Not me.
It's you, bro. It's your mic.
Dude, I hate this.
There you go.
So one time we're in third grade and
you flush marbles on the toilet.
We got these marbles, we flushed it down to that. Me, my buddy Scott.
Had a buddy Scott too.
Yep. And convinced him that, you know, we should do this. While we do it, we do it, right? Two boys, you know, are in the bathroom and it's loud. It's like ding 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 ding.
All the marbles.
And but my teacher, she was kind of on the other side of the classroom, so she didn't really know what's going on. Of course, then at this point, I forget what we're doing, but the third grade classrooms, we're kind of doing like the switch up where we'd go back and forth in different teachers' classrooms. The other teacher that was a part of this whole thing, was her name was Mrs. Johnston. She's a snitch.
Uh-oh.
She kind of heard the marbles because her classroom door was open, so no. She, of course, comes in. Excuse me, young men. What are you guys doing in here? And, dude, I mean, we're like, oh, crap, we're caught.
Yep,
and so we obviously got in trouble, and my mom got called that day, of course. And did I get a spanking? I can't recall the spanking.
Dude, okay, imagine this today. Oh. Imagine a female teacher going in the bathroom for the boys' bathroom going, boys, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm...
Bro, she's getting fired.
She's going to jail.
Like, back then, bro, a teacher's coming in. She's all the way in there going, what are you playing with
and
your marbles?
And she's, like, grabbing your shirt and pulling you out.
Your ear, bro.
Dude, I'm like, ma'am, you actually can't do this.
You can't do this? And she's like, I know your mom, Tommy. You're going, no, not my mom.
No, you don't.
What's her name then? What's her name?
You don't know me.
Third grade.
What a snitch.
I remember there was one kid named Sean. And you ever seen Wild Thornberries?
Yes.
Remember the little brother?
He's like,
what's his name? Donnie?
Donnie.
And he's like, you know that kid?
Yeah.
Sean was Donnie.
Oh, no.
In our class. He's running around going crazy, bro. Acting like him. But he's probably never seen Wild Thornberries.
Yeah.
He just is him. I feel like every school, every class has at least one kid like that.
Yeah.
I remember doing weird stuff in elementary school. Like, I would eat the spray cheese, the easy cheese.
Oh, yeah. Those are good.
With salt and vinegar chips.
Ew.
See? Weird.
Maybe those chicken and biscuit crackers for sure.
Mm.
With some spray cheese, but not salt and vinegar chips, bro. I know.
It's weird. It's weird.
You still do it today. I seen you do it the other day. It was weird.
Mm.
I didn't want to say
I would, though.
Ew.
Tommy, I love you so much. This has been our Kobe episode. We're about 50 minutes into this thing.
Yeah.
And I think we should wrap it up.
Okay.
I always feel like this is a breakup with the episode. Episode 24, it's been good.
I don't want to break up with our episode. I think it's been a good flow. And but if we must.
You know, we're never going to have another episode 24.
Yeah, think about that. We could make it 24 part B. So dumb.
This has been our Kobe episode, and I think we should embrace the mama mentality.
Yeah.
And so should you guys. How do you do that? Like, subscribe, share the link.
That's what you do.
Review, comment, all that fun stuff.
You really should. Check us out on TikTok. Check us out on the gram. We're putting everything over to YouTube, all of our video content as well.
We have some crazy content coming up.
Yeah, and we, you know, it's about to come, bro, we're literally probably a month away from the holidays, and we got some fun holiday mm-hmm. campaigns coming up, so you guys really should follow us and stay a part of all that we're doing.
Tommy, I'm about to do the Pocky One Chip Challenge.
Oh, yeah.
You guys, I'm going to try the hottest chip in the world, and that'll be on across our platforms.
I can't wait.
I'm not an anxious person, and I have anxiety
from this chip.
Yeah, because I've seen some crazy videos. One of our friends, she keeps on sending me people in the hospital after they eat this chip. I'm dead serious, bro, and it's got me kind of rattled.
You're not gonna go to the hospital.
Well, yeah, because I'll die before I get there.
We'll have tons of milk for you here.
Yeah, let's do chocolate milk because I can't drink white milk.
Dude, can you?
I can't do it.
You guys, those noises are so aggressive. It's unbelievable. Wow.
Yo, anybody who drinks a full cup of, I can't remember where I was. You know, we took some students or something like that out to IHOP or something like that. And some kid, I say kid, some young 20-year-old, you know, 23 years old, orders a full glass of milk.
That's not real.
No, I couldn't do it. I just saw him drink. It just makes me want to puke, bro. I'm actually getting kind of sick right now. But chocolate milk,
you'll crash.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in.
How many times can we do this outro?
Episode 24. I'm over and out.
Boom.
Hey, that's just dads who try, dog. That's just dads who try. Team no sleep, baby. Dads who try.